Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayat. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, Chapter entitled The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, text number 43. Mano Brahmani Yunjano Yatad Sad Asata Padam Gunava Bhashe Viguna Eka Bhaktyanu Bhavite Mano Brahmani Yunjano Yatat sad asata padam Gunava base viguna Eka bhaktyanu bhavite Mano brahmani yunjano Yatat sad asata padam Gunava base viguna Eka bhaktyanu bhavite Mano brahmani yunjano Yatat sad asata param Gunava base viguna Eka bhaktyanu bhavite Mana, mind. Brahmani, on the supreme. Yunjana, fixing. Yat, which. Tat, that. Sat asata, cause and effect. Param, beyond. Guna avabhase, who manifest the three modes of material nature. Vigune, who is beyond the material modes. Eka bhaktya, by exclusive devotion. Anubhavite, who is perceived. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He fixed his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, who is beyond cause and effect, who manifests the three modes of material nature, who is beyond those three modes, and who is perceived only through unfailing devotional service. Translation responsibly. He fixed his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parabrahman, who is beyond cause and effect, who manifests the three modes of material nature. Who is beyond those three modes, and who is perceived only through unfailing devotional service. Purport. Whenever there is bhakti, there must be three things present: the devotee, the devotion, and the Lord. Without these three, bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan, there is no meaning to the word bhakti. Kardama Muni fixed his mind on the Supreme Brahman and realized him through bhakti or devotional service. This indicates that he fixed his mind on the personal feature of the Lord because bhakti cannot be executed unless one has realization of the personal feature of the Absolute Truth. Guna Vibhase, he is beyond the three modes of material nature, but it is due to him that the three modes of material nature are manifested. In other words, although the material energy is an emanation of the Supreme Lord, he is not affected, as we are, by the modes of material nature. We are conditioned souls, but he is not affected, although the material nature has emanated from him. He is the supreme living entity and is never affected by Maya. But we are subordinate, minute living entities prone to be affected by the limitations of Maya. If he is in constant contact with the Supreme Lord by devotional service, the conditioned living entity also becomes freed from the infection of Maya. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samatit Yaitan. A person engaged in Krishna consciousness is at once liberated from the influence of the three modes of material nature. In other words, once the conditioned soul engages himself in devotional service, he also becomes liberated, like the Lord. Amagyan timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamaya dadati swa padantikam pancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prabhupada points out there are three items when one performs bhakti. What are the three items? Three things that Prabhupada mentions in the purport. What are they? Devotee means bhakta. Devotion means bhakti. And Bhagavan. Yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he teaches us that the Vedas can be divided into three categories. Or in other words, there are three subject matters in the Vedas. What are the three subject matters in the Vedas? Three things which the Vedas teach us. Lord Chaitanya teaches us. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Every devotee should know these three. This is our entire philosophy. All the Vedic literatures, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, all of the Vedic literatures, they are speaking only about these three subject matters. So the first one is called Sambandha. What does Sambandha mean?
Relationship.
Yeah. Relationship means how does Krishna relate to everything else in Krishna's creation? Sambandha means relationship. Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna, Sambandha. We should understand how does Krishna relate to everything in his creation. So how does Krishna relate to the jivas? From Krishna there are expanding different tattvas. Tattva means like an essence or a truth. So from Krishna expands Vishnu tattva. Vishnu Tattva means Krishna's own expansions. It is Krishna himself expanded into multiple forms. So this is called Vishnu Tattva. So Krishna's first expansion is Balaram, Lord Balaram. First comes Balaram. From Balaram comes Sankarsana. From Sankarsana comes the Adi Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. Then from the second Sankarsan comes Narayan. From Narayan comes a second Chaturvyuha. From them come Mahavishnu. Then the different Vishnus appear. So, in other words, all of Krishna's expansions come from Krishna. Ete chamsa kala pumsa, Krishna's tu, a Bhagavan swayam. He is the original personality. Now, from Krishna, there are different tattvas. So you have Vishnu tattva, then you have Shiva tattva. Shiva is not Krishna, he's not Vishnu, but he is also not Jiva. He is something in between. Lord Brahma gives a perfect example in the Brahma Samhita. How does Lord Brahma describe Lord Shiva? Yeah, just like when you take milk and then you touch it with tamarind or yogurt or lemon or something. Then it curdles, it changes. It becomes yogurt or it becomes paneer. It changes. So once milk becomes paneer, it cannot become milk again. Milk can become paneer, but paneer cannot become milk. So once the Lord Shiva, when Krishna, he changes himself into Lord Shiva, he cannot become Vishnu again, not as powerful as Vishnu. But he is known as Mahadev. Lord Shiva is the greatest of all the gods. He's much more powerful than all the devatas, the demigods. Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Surya, anyone. He's much more powerful. But still he is not Vishnu. So he has his own category. He's known as Tamasi. Tamasi means he has contact with the material energy. Lord Shiva touches the material nature, because his wife is Parvati, Durga. The material energy, Maya, is his wife. So he has contact with the material energy. So because he contacts the material energy, he changes. And then he becomes known as Shiva Tattva, Shiva. So he's not as powerful as Krishna. Even though he touches the material energy, he does not become affected by it. He doesn't become overcome by the three modes of nature. But Krishna never touches the material energy. That is the difference. He enters the material world, but through the internal potency. So Shiva is like a mix. He touches the external potency, but still he is fully situated in the internal potency. So you have Vishnu Tattva, you have Shiva Tattva, then you have Shakti Tattva. Shakti means Krishna's energies. Shakti. Shakti means potency, energy. So Krishna has many energies. What is Krishna's first energy? Known as Radha. Shrimati Radharani. She is Shakti Tattva. If you look at the Pancha Tattva, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you see the Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadha, Srivas, Adi, Gaura Bhaktivinoda. The absolute truth is contained within those five personalities. On Lord Chaitanya's right is Prabhu Nityananda and Sri Advaita, who are both Vishnu Tattva. On his left is Gadadha, who is Shakti Tattva, non-different from Srimati Radharani. So Shakti means his energy. It is not God. God is Shaktiman. Shakti means his energy. It is not God, but it is God's energy. This is the absolute truth. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are teaching this philosophy, Achincha Beda Beda Tattva, the absolute truth. How God is one with, but different from. Most people these days in India, is anyone here from India? From India? Some people from India. Now, people are very confused these days. They have no idea of the truth, the tattva or the essence. They don't know the difference between Vishnu tattva, Shiva tattva, Shakti tattva, Jiva tattva. It's all one. I am Krishna. Just like one time I was in Africa, 20 years ago. So we're in Africa, we're traveling, collecting funds to support the temple. And I stayed with one, he's like a life member of Islam. But he was did not have such good association, so he did not have proper understanding. So we're going to take prasad, what I thought was prasad. We're going to take lunch. And I said, did you offer the bhog? And he said, we offer it to you. I said, no, you have to offer it to Krishna. He said, you are Krishna? We offer it to you? You are Krishna? It is offered. I said, no, you offer it to Krishna. You know, difference between Bhagavan and Bhakta. People don't understand this basic essential truth. They don't understand the basics of the philosophy. Devotees need to understand this. This is the essence of our philosophy. If you don't understand it, you cannot preach Krishna consciousness. Because it is the cheaters and the cheated. Prahlad Maharaj describes. People do not understand, and if you don't understand, then you just keep telling them things that confuse them more. So you must understand the essence of the Bhagavatam. So Shakti Tattva means Krishna's shaktis, potencies. He has unlimited potencies. And then Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattva means the living entities who are Tatashtya Shakti. Tatashtya Shakti means they are marginal. Marginal means they can be in the material energy or in the spiritual energy. Which one are you in this morning? The spiritual energy? No. Which one are you in? Material energy. Okay. You're in the spiritual? You're in the spiritual, he's in the material. You're in the spiritual. Anyone else? Which one are you in?
I'm in between.
In between, that's the right answer. That's the right answer. We're in between. Tatashta. Tatashta means marginal. The beach, just there behind us, is the beach. So the water is on one side, the land is on the other side, in the middle is the beach. Sometimes it's covered by water, sometimes it's uncovered. So we are like that. Sometimes we are covered by Maya, sometimes we are uncovered. So that is Jiva Tattva. Now, how do you become covered or uncovered? What is the secret? Hands up if you want to be covered by Maya. Hands up if you want to be uncovered. Okay, so what is the secret? Everyone wants to become uncovered. Then how? How is it possible? In other words, it's desire. One thing, desire. If you desire to be covered by the material energy, Krishna facilitates that. If you desire to be uncovered, absorbed in his pastimes in the spiritual world, Krishna will facilitate that. For Krishna, that's easy. Krishna is just waiting for us to come back to him. When we're ready, you're in the spiritual world. Krishna can arrange everything. It's like if you want to get a visa. You have to go and visit the consulate. You have to get a stamp. But Krishna, he can do it all for you. He can just stamp it automatically. You want to come to the spiritual world? Free. Free transportation. He'll organize everything for you. Easily. But are you ready? We're not ready. We're still attached to the material energy. So until you release your attachment to the material world, you stay in the material world. So desire. That's the only thing the living entity can do. He can choose. Does he want to be in the material energy or in the spiritual energy? That is your choice. So these are different tattvas. This is called sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. How does Krishna relate to Vishnu tattva? How does he relate to his own expansions? He is the source. Right? He is the origin. That is his relationship. How does he relate to Lord Shiva? He is the origin. How does he relate to his shaktis? He is the origin. How does he relate to the jivas? He is the origin. How does he relate to Prakriti? Now, what does Prakriti mean? Prakriti means energy. There is spiritual energy, para prakriti, and apara prakriti. There are two energies. One is spiritual, one is material. So how does Krishna relate? How does Krishna relate to the spiritual energy? He is always absorbed in the spiritual energy. He lives, he exists in the spiritual energy. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is always in the spiritual energy. And how does he relate to the material energy? He distances himself from it. He does not enter into it. Does Krishna ever get into Maya?
Never.
Which Maya is Krishna in? Yoga. There are two types of Maya. Yoga Maya, Maha Maya. Maha Maya means material illusion. Yoga Maya means spiritual illusion. Krishna is in Yoga Maya. Spiritual illusion. He can forget he is God. He allows Yogamaya, his energy, to cover him. So I can forget I am God. And then I can just enjoy myself. But if he wants, Yogamaya can disappear and he understands, yes, I am God. But then, covers him. I'm just a cowherd boy. But Mahamaya never covers Krishna. Krishna never becomes covered by material illusion. He leaves that for us to enjoy. He says, you want material illusion? There, you go and have it. Hands up if you're enjoying Mahamaya. Not enjoying it? Not so much fun? Then why did you come here? To material world. Material world is called Pagobaba Ashram. Pagobaba means crazy person. Crazy Baba. Pagobaba. So Pagobaba Ashram. This is material world. Krishna says, you want somewhere to stay? Okay, go to Pagobaba Ashram. And when you're finished, you can come back to me. But in the material world, everyone is crazy. Prabhupada says that. Everyone is delusional. Because you think you are your material body. And as long as you think you're your material body, then you will suffer. What is the cause of suffering? Misidentification with the body and the mind and the senses. As long as you identify with your body and mind, you will suffer. When you understand you are not your body, what's the first thing Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita? You're not your body. Why does he say that? Because he doesn't want us to suffer anymore. You're only suffering for one reason. What is that? You think you're your body and mind. Therefore, suffering. Concomitant. Because the material energy is controlled by Durga. Who is Durga? The wife of Lord Shiva. What does she ride on? What is her carrier?
Lion.
What happens if someone, we go out in the courtyard and there's someone riding around on a lion? What will you do? What will you do? Call 000. What will you do? I will hide behind Manmohan. I say, Manmohan, call 000, I'll take care of this lion. Right? Scary. So that is Durga. She rides a lion. Why? Because she is saying, I will conquer you. When someone rides a lion, it means I will conquer. And what does she carry? Trident. Spear with three prongs. Trident. Three modes of material nature. How will I conquer you? With my spear. Right? Goodness, passion, ignorance. Right? Past, present, future, time. Right? Adibhautik, adidevik, adiyatmik, klesh. Klesh means suffering. Suffering by your mind, your body. Suffering by others. Suffering by the demigod. I will. And then she says, she hits you with her spear. Right? And she says, are you having fun?
Tsunami.
Tsunami. She says, are you enjoying my association? Are you enjoying this material energy? She controls everyone. And you cannot defeat her. How do you defeat someone who's standing on top of you with a lion? You know, sticking you with a... So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mameva ye prapajyate. He says, if you surrender to me, you'll easily cross beyond the material energy. Otherwise, it's very difficult to cross beyond. So this is called Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha means, you understand, Krishna Sambandha, how Krishna relates to everything. It is his energy. You can transport from the material energy to the spiritual energy very easily. But you must surrender to Krishna. Right? And now what is the process? How do we connect to Krishna? It is called bhakti. Abhideya. Abhideya means the process. The process of how the jiva connects to Krishna. That is called yoga. Bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means union or connection. How do we connect to Krishna? That is called abhideya, the process. There is a process of connecting to Krishna. What is the process? Lord Chaitanya says bhakti. Bhakti, abhideya. Bhakti means by devotional service, you connect to Krishna. Now how do you do devotional service? Rupa Goswami teaches us in the Nectar of Devotion. How do you do devotional service? He says there's 64 items of bhakti. What is the first item? No, that's the 9 items of bhakti. But when he lists the 64, Shravanam's in the 64. But when he, because that list goes from 4 to 9 to 64. So when he lists the 64, what is the first one? Chapter 6 of the Nectar of Devotion. What is it? Yeah, Guru Pad Ashraya. Ashraya means shelter. Guru Pad, shelter of the lotus feet of the spiritual master or the guru. That is the first item of bhakti. You need a guru. You don't have a guru? Very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. You need a guru. Bona fide guru. Then you can advance. He will teach you abhideya. Because the other 64 items, the other 63 items of bhakti, you need a guru to teach you how to do those items of bhakti. Otherwise, how will you know? People are sentimental these days. 20 years ago, someone came into the temple here and they left a box on the altar. You know, people leave gifts for Radha Balava. So a devotee took the box, took it into the paraphernalia room, see what is they offer. Opens up box of cigars. Right? Because in material world, you want to give someone a good gift, you give a box of cigars. And people think, oh, very nice. But because this person does not have a guru, and they do not understand what pleases Krishna, they give Krishna a box of cigars. And what does Krishna think? Well, useless. Can't do anything with it. Krishna does not smoke cigars. When was the last time you saw him smoke the cigar? Not possible. So, you must understand. Bhakti, anyabhilashita shunyam. Now, this is the pure definition of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami in the Nectar Devotion. Anyabhilashita shunyam, jnana kamadinabhitam. Anuku yena, krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Anuku. Bhakti must be anukul. Anukul means favorable. It cannot be pratikul. Pratikul means unfavorable. Okay, so after breakfast, we have breakfast after class, we have breakfast, right? And then the devotee says, okay, someone comes to you and says, Prabhu, I need you to sweep and mop the temple. But then in your mind you think, oh, I don't want to sweep and mop the temple. That is pratikul. Unfavorable. Okay, you sweep them up the temple, but not favorable. Bhakti must be anukul, means favorable. I want to do it for Krishna. How does Krishna feel? He's sitting there watching you. You're sweeping up the temple. I don't really want to do it. And Krishna's there, well then, go and do something else then. Go off and enjoy the material energy. That's what you're here for. But if you serve Krishna, you must do it favorably, with love. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Paturam pushpam phalam toyam. You know that verse? Every devotee has to know that verse. Are you learning verses? You have to start learning shlokas. You learning? Any verse, you learning?
Yeah.
You have to learn. When I was brahmachari, every week you have to learn at least one shloka. That's what brahmachari means. Because when you're grihastha, it's difficult. When you're grihastha, you learn one every year. Every time you start learning, then the kids like, So when you're brahmachari, you learn one a week. There's your quota. You have to learn shlokas. So every devotee has to know that shloka. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Yome bhakcha prayachchanti. Bhakti. Krishna says, you offer the service, but with bhakti. Then he says, ashnami. Ashnami means, then I relish that service. But if there's no bhakti, Krishna does not relish. If it is not anukul, it is not favorable, Krishna does not relish. If it is pratikul, you can do the service. You can offer Krishna a seva. But if you do not do it favorably, Krishna is not attached. He does not relish it. So bhakti is the process of how to reach Krishna. Bhakti abhideya. How do we connect to Krishna? It's through bhakti, but it must be favorable. It must be favorable and it must be pleasing to Krishna. Both elements must be there. Rupa Goswami explains this, Jiva Goswami explains this. Because that man, he offered the box of cigars. So he was favorable. Anukul. Oh, Krishna. He had good feeling in his heart. But it was not pleasing to Krishna. Bhakti must be both things. To understand how to please Krishna, the mood in which you must offer the service, and the whether or not it's pleasing to Krishna, therefore you require guru. The guru's teacher. And guru means Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, anyone who is senior to you, you can see them as guru. Anyone who teaches you about Krishna, you can see them as guru. And that is how you learn to perform devotional service. If we don't have someone to teach us, you can do the service, but you have to understand what is the mood when I do the service. And is this service pleasing to Krishna? Krishna is particular. He likes things in a particular way. Prabhupada taught us all these things. Just like when you offer the incense, the agarbatti, just like the devotees, Rasa is offering agarbatti, incense and different things. Then you offer one stick or three sticks or five sticks, odd numbers. And Krishna, he likes this. This is his taste. This is his desire. You have to know what Krishna likes because he's particular. But when you offer the bhoga, and when you offer puris or chapatis or something, you offer even numbers, 2 or 4 or 8 or 16 like that. Krishna is particular. If that's the way Krishna wants it, you do it like that. Just like one time Prabhupada asked for a glass of water. He said to a devotee, give me some water. So the devotee brought Prabhupada some milk. And Prabhupada said, I did not ask for milk. I asked for, but milk is better, Prabhupada. Then if I want milk, I will ask for milk. Get me water. So favor may be, you may be favorable, inclined, you think you're doing, but you have to know what the guru wants. What Krishna wants. Guru is Ashraya Vigraha. Ashraya Vigraha means he gives shelter to the living entities. He trains you how to please Krishna. Because we do not know how to please Krishna. So guru trains you. What is the mood? What is pleasing to Krishna? And then as a shishya, as a disciple, there are three types of disciples. First class, second class, and third class. Which one are you? Hands up if you're first class. What is first class? We should all be first class. First class means you know what the guru wants even before the guru asks for it. You've served the guru so many times. The guru comes every year. They come. Spiritual masters come. Shiksha gurus, we have many senior devotees in this community. And these senior devotees, they guide us. There are shiksha gurus. And they're particular. If you're going to serve them, you give them what they want. They like things in a particular way. Then you serve them like that. That is personalism. So when you serve the guru, you must serve as the guru wants. He's training you how to serve Krishna. That is the mood of bhakti. So that is first class disciple. Guru has come, you know what he wants, then do it properly. Prabhupada was particular. He liked things in a particular way. Prabhupada used to eat his lunch every day. What was Prabhupada's program? So Prabhupada went to bed at, say, 10:30. And what time did Prabhupada get up? 12:30, like that. So Prabhupada sleeps, say, 2 hours, right? So Prabhupada sleeps, and then he gets up, and then for maybe 5-6 hours, he translates Bhagavatam, all these purports that we have now. Then Prabhupada quite often go for his morning walk. So he'd go off, do some morning walk like that. Then come back, give class here in the temple. Prabhupada used to give usually short classes, about 20 minutes like that. Give class, enliven the devotees. Right? And then he would go and take some little bit of breakfast. Then, after breakfast, he would rest for about half an hour. Then in the morning, he would do some management or correspondence, or some devotees would come, or guests would come like that. And then Prabhupada would have his massage, about an hour and a half. So say maybe like 11 to 12:30, something like that. Then Prabhupada would take bath. And then after bath, he would have prasadam. And prasadam had to be on time. Prabhupada was very particular. He's punctual, he's particular. When Prabhupada left this world, we don't know what happened to ISKCON. Because Prabhupada used to be always on time. And now if you're in ISKCON, it's like everything has to be not on time, otherwise you're not in ISKCON. But if you go back to the founder Acharya, Prabhupada wasn't actually like that. Prabhupada was paka, what we call paka means on time. So Prabhupada, one time he was sitting there waiting for lunch. I think 1 o'clock was his time, whatever his time was. And then one of his cooks, one of his female disciples, I'm just trying to think, what's Abhiram Prabhu's wife? Do you remember her name? Just trying to think her name. Can't think of her name. But one of Prabhupada's disciples, so she cooked for Prabhupada. So she was about 3 minutes late. Prabhupada, 1 o'clock means 1 o'clock. Doesn't mean 3 minutes past one, it means 1 o'clock. So she came to the door, opens the door, and Prabhupada's just looking at the door. And she brings prasadam in, and she's like shaking, and she puts it down in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I've been waiting for 12 years. Prabhupada said, when hunger comes, if you do not feed that hunger, disease comes. You know, if someone's hungry and you don't eat, disease will form. If you eat too much, you will get disease. If you eat too little or unregulated, you will also get disease. Very important. Prasadam has to be regulated. Don't eat too much. Krishna says in Gita, don't eat too much, don't eat too little. Right? But just the right amount at the right times, very regulated. That's Prabhupada was perfectly regulated. That's why he maintained his health until a very old age. So Prabhupada was particular. The Manaji came 3 minutes late with prasadam. Prabhupada said, I've been waiting 12 years. Because Guru is teaching us how to serve Krishna. You have to serve Krishna on Krishna's time, not on your time. You can't just say, oh, Krishna, I brought the garland, I brought the offering. No, you do it when Krishna wants, on time. Prabhupada was particular about punctuality. So, we see that if you want to learn Abhideya, or if you want to learn the process of bhakti, the first item is, in Guru Padashraya, you need a guru, you need someone to teach you. So there is Sambandha, Krishna Sambandha, Bhakti Abhideya, and what is the last item? Prayojana. And Lord Chaitanya says, Prema, Prayojana. The goal is Prema. That is the goal of our life. Prema, Pumata, Mahan. It is the goal of life, to develop Prema. What is Prema? Prema means love for Krishna. At the moment, our prema is covered, it is mixed, it is contaminated by kaam. Krishnendriya Preeti. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that prema is when you want to give pleasure to Krishna's senses. Krishnendriya Preeti. Kaam or lust is Atmendriya Preeti. Atma Indriya Preeti. Atma means... Yeah, us. Atma, Indriya, that is kaam. Lust means, I want to satisfy myself. That is why our bhakti is not pure. Because we want to satisfy. Even when we do devotional service, do you do devotional service just for Guru and Krishna? Why do you do devotional service? If we analyze our consciousness, when we do devotional service, quite often, it is mixed with contaminated consciousness. Now, I want to be the biggest book distributor. I know the most shlokas. I am the best cook. I make the best garlands. I am the lord of the pot shit. You can call me Pot Pad. Jaya Potter, Pada, Jaya Potter, Pada, Potter Pad, Potter Pad, Potter Pad, Jaya Potter Pad, Jaya, Jaya Potter But we think like that. We think when we're doing devotional service. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, in the heart, in the consciousness of the living entity, there are unlimited contaminations. But he said, of all the contaminations, which one is the most difficult? Because he says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, describes Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna, Prasadipai, Bhakti, Lata, Bij. Bij means a seed. Bhakti Lata. Lata means a creeper of Bhakti. But when the creeper begins to grow, Lord Chaitanya gives this analogy in Chaitanya Charitamrita, weeds also grow. And the weeds look like the creeper. So sometimes you water the weed and you think you're watering your creeper, but you're not. And he says, of all of the weeds, which is the hardest to pull out and which looks the most like the creeper, it is pratishta. Pratishta means the desire for recognition. It means pride. It means I want to be recognized for my service. Very difficult to get out. Even up to the level of being a guru, like an advanced Majjhima Adhikari, even GBC, right? Very advanced, but the weed can stay all the way. You can be a devotee for many, many years, but still, the motivation is very much pratishta. It's recognition. If I'm not getting recognized, I'm not so enthusiastic in devotion. If I'm getting recognized, then no problem. Right? If everyone respects me, yeah, I'm pukka. But, right, as soon as someone disrespects me, who is this person? In English, there's a very nice saying. Right? It says, pride often borrows the cloak of humility. It's a nice saying. Right? Inside you're proud, but you put like a cloak around you. Cloak means like a coat, like that. Put around you, humility. So, you know, on the outside you're very like, you know, you say Prabhu 95 times in every sentence. Oh, Prabhuji, no problem, Prabhuji. I will do it for you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you are my Prabhuji, so I will do it. Prabhuji. Some devotees actually speak like this. But what is that, really? Is that genuine humility? Or is that like a coating covering actual pride? Because then as soon as you press the person, oh, give some chastisement, give some correction, oh, wait a minute. Very like Prabhuji. Prabhuji. But can you do some service? Oh no, like. No, you know, then consciousness, not really there. So therefore, in order to please Krishna, you must develop prema. It means devotional service cannot be based on yourself. It must be based on pleasing Krishna. That is prema. That is love. Love means it's for Krishna, not for us. So that is what the entire Bhagavatam is teaching. Only these three subject matters. Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. Krishna Sambandha, Bhakti Abhideya, Prema, Prayojana. That's our entire philosophy. So it says here in this verse, the Lord, He manifests the three modes of material nature, but He does not become overcome by the three modes of material nature. We are affected by the three modes. What are the three modes? Goodness, passion, ignorance. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So, which one are you in right now? Because Bhagavad Gita says they're always fighting for supremacy. All day. They fight. Which one will overcome the other one? You know which one you're in because ignorance means your mind... Like, just say you're chanting japa, right? So you're chanting japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So you meditate. But if your mind is in the past, that is tamagun. Oh, yesterday that devotee said that to me. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, yesterday that Mataji did not look at me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, why are you so cruel? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. Yesterday I did not get enough chapatis. Hare Krishna. So this is tamagun, right? What is rajagun? Rajagun means your mind is always in the future. Right. Hare Krishna. Next week I will be the temple president. Hare Krishna. Next week I will be Lord of the Pot Shed. Hare Krishna. Next week all the Brahmacharinis will want to marry me. So that is mode of passion. So your mind is going on so many things. The reason you're all laughing, because you all think these things when you're chanting japa. Isn't it? When you're chanting japa. You know, Radhacharan Prabhu, he came to the... He was here not... I've got two good brothers called Radhacharan. Radhacharan was the one who's the fundraiser, the one from India. Is that Radhacharan? Jivan. Jivan, yeah. So Radhacharan and Radhajivan. Yeah, so Radhacharan's from China. He was here, just here. He was giving class 20 years ago. I was listening to class. He said, because we all chant japa in the morning, we're all around here chanting japa. He said, you put a big screen up above Prabhupada and you connect our brains by wires up to the screen, then you see what everyone's chanting while they're chanting, what's in their mind. Right? He said, it's like a comedy festival. You know, what's actually going on in your mind? He said, my God, you're actually thinking that? Hare Krishna, what goes on in their mind? All these things are in our mind. So that is mode of passion. Mode of passion means always in the future. I will have this, I will have this, I will achieve this. Ishwara hama hambogi, sidoham balavan suki. The mode of passion. Krishna says asura consciousness, asura bhav. Right? Mode of ignorance, always yesterday. Oh, that did not happen to me. Oh, that did happen. That's Bollywood. Right? Oh, that did not happen to me like that. Now, what is sattva-gun? Sattva-gun is right now. Right? It means Hare Krishna, Prabhupada says, when you chant Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are dancing on your tongue. And if you are meditating on the sound vibration and ultimately on Radha and Krishna, then that is pure consciousness, that is Krishna. That is sattva-gun. And sattva-gun, Prabhupada says, is a springboard to shuddha-sattva, or pure goodness. So Krishna creates the three modes of nature, but he is not contaminated by them. We are contaminated. So our devotional service needs to be practiced in sattva-gun. It means if you're here in the class now, you might be hearing the class. If you're listening to class, that's sattva-gun. Right? If your mind is thinking about something that happened yesterday, or if you're falling asleep, that is tamagun. If your mind is thinking, oh, I hope I get enough pakoras at breakfast, that is rajagun. So you have to bring your... To practice devotional service efficiently, you have to practice in sattva-gun. Then it becomes effective. So three modes of material nature are controlling all of us. But Krishna is not effective. And Krishna is advising, if you practice in sattva-gun, then you'll make proper advancement. So we'll stop here and we'll see if there's any questions or comments on what we discussed. Yeah, you can say Guru Tattva is also another tattva. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we said Vishnu Tattva, Shiva Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva. So you can say Guru Tattva also. There are different, you know, Guru is divided into different categories also. Krishna says in the 11th canto of the Gita, the Bhagavad Gita, Acharya Mam Vajani Yan. Krishna said, you should understand the Acharya is myself. So that is a tattva. Because we know that the Guru is not Krishna, but he is Krishna's representative. So that's Guru Tattva. You must understand these things properly. Sometimes in India, people think the Guru is Krishna. And sometimes the Guru says he is Krishna. Just like I was in Aniruddha Prabhu's office maybe 10, 15 years ago, and someone sent a letter from India. So we opened up the letter, and the letter said, the Kalki avatar has appeared. Everyone come now and surrender. So Aniruddha Prabhu just got the letter and put it in the bin, in the shredder. Right there. Yeah. The Kalki avatar is a little bit early. It's not coming for another 427,000 years, but yeah, and they say, Kalki is here now. I am here. And people believe that. Even you go to India, there's one lady who's, she says she's Durga in Mumbai. She's very popular. People come and they offer her garlands. And it's like, oh, and she stands there and she's like, except when she needs to go to the toilet, and then she's like, Doesn't mean anything. So cheaters and the cheated. That's what it is. That's what it is like. So guru means, guru is Krishna's rep, but he is not Krishna, but he's the representative. So you give the same respect. And then guru, there's Shiksha guru, Diksha guru, Vatma, Pradaksha guru, the one who first gives you Krishna. And that. So guru is divided into different categories. You want to add anything? Any other question? Then you have to study the Vedas in totality, because there are Puranic statements in some Puranas. It is like, I think there's Vishnu Purana. So there are some statements where it says that Krishna and Balaram appeared as a white and a black hair on the body of Mahavishnu. So it says that Vishnu is the source of Krishna and Balaram. But then if you read all of the Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva compiled everything, and at the end, then he wrote the final book, which is the Bhagavad Purana or the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Krishna is the origin of Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa, Krishna's two Bhagavans. He is the origin of everything else. So you have to study it completely. The problem is these days, it's always happened, but people, they take one part or one statement and they say, this says that Shiva is supreme. Because there are statements that say Shiva is supreme. Okay, but is that all that was said? Or one man, I met him one time, he said Varaha is supreme. Because there's Varaha Purana. So in there it says he is supreme. So Varaha is supreme. Yeah, but Krishna is the original form. So you have to take everything together, and then you... Even in ISKCON, sometimes if devotees want to, in ISKCON, if they want to win an argument, they say, Prabhupada said this. Yeah, okay, Prabhupada said that. But then you look at everything the Prabhupada said. Right? And then you make a judgment. So that thing is, you have to look at things in totality. You can't just look... You know, the point is, if the conditioned soul wants to justify something, he will justify it. Now, if you want to eat meat, you can find justification to do it. You can find Vedic references to do it. If you want to drink wine, you can find Vedic references to do it. You can justify. You can justify anything in this world you want to do. But then you look at all the teachings completely. That's why you need a guru. It says before you make any decision, you have a guru, sattva, shastra. What does shastra say? What does guru say? And if they all agree, then okay, you can do it. Otherwise, do not do it. So, okay. Any other question? Speak loudly.
In the beginning, you were talking about the first expansion from Lord Krishna's Lord Balaram, and then we have the first Chaturvedi, and then Lord Sankarsana expands into the second Chaturvedi.
He expands into Narayan.
Into Narayan.
And then the second Chaturvedi they come.
Which is those four again?
So okay, you got Krishna and Balaram Vrindavan. Balaram's in Vrindavan. He's the first expansion. When they go to Dwarka, because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So when he goes there, that's Vasudev Krishna. So then you have Vasudev, Prajumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarsana. Sankarsana, when you say the first Chaturvyuha, that means Krishna is Vasudev, Balaram is Sankarsana, that's in Dwarka. From there, then Balaram, in Dwarka, he expands himself as Narayan. Then Narayan expands himself as the second Chaturvyuha. That's in Vaikuntha. And then from that Sankarsana in Vaikuntha, then Mahavishnu appears, and then the material world gets created. So it's like that. Any other question?
Okay.
First, Mr. Bhattacharya. Get rid of pride. Yeah, two things are very helpful. Does anyone have a problem with pride? Okay, half the audience. So if you have a problem with pride, the other half means they've really got a problem. If you didn't put your hand up, it means you've really got a problem. So two things are very helpful. One is that you do seva. You serve. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that every day we should do 5 menial services for the devotees. So you do service for the devotees, then your pride will disappear. The reason we're proud is because we don't do service for devotees. But you serve it. Devotees should compete with each other. Who will do the service? I will serve you prasadam. No, I will serve you prasadam. Like that. That should be the mentality of the devotee. And then the other thing which is very helpful for giving up pride is when you compare yourself to advanced devotees. Like you read, say, the Prabhupada Lilamrita. Or you read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you see what real devotees are. Then that makes your pride go. Or you get the association of advanced devotees. When advanced devotees come, you associate with them and you realize, okay, I thought I was advanced, but it's not that. Is it okay? Someone else had a question?
Yes, I'm asking this. When you talk about the Basdev is written, Basdev is the one person or it's the same person who has compiled all the
Vyasadev?
Yes.
Well, Vyas is the position. So it means that in every creation, a different person will become Vyasadev. But Vyas means the person who compiles the Vedas, the compiler. So different people do it. He's a jiva who is empowered by Krishna, like Shaktyavesh, to compile the Vedas.
We have their names. What is their actual name?
Their names would be there. Do some research, you can find them. Any other question?
I have a comment. As you were talking about pride, and Lord Krishna doesn't like pride of anybody. He likes humility. So I got recently one episode. Krishna was in Dwarka, and Satyabhama was there. So Satyabhama said to Lord Krishna, that look, I am looking very beautiful today, aren't I? So Krishna said, yes, you are looking very beautiful. Then Garuda came, Garuda, that whenever you want to go anywhere, I take you very fast, don't I? Krishna said, yes. Then next came Sudarshan chapter, you know. The Sudarshan chapter came and he said, look, whosoever you want to go, I go and I kill. So Lord Krishna said yes. So all three are having pride. So Lord Krishna told Garuji, you go and get Lord Hanuman. And Krishna took the form of Rama. So when Garuji went to call Hanuman, Hanumanji said, yes, all right, I'll come. The Lord said, no, you sit on my shoulder, I'll take you very fast. So Hanumanji said, well, you go ahead, I'll also come and join you. So when Garuda reached Lord Rama, then Hanumanji was already there. So he felt very sorry. Then Hanumanji said, who is this lady sitting next to you? Sita Maharani is so beautiful. So that's how. And then Lord Hanuman, Lord Rama asked Lord Hanuman, did you find somebody on the road? So Hanumanji said, yes, I found Sudarshan Chakra. He's in my armpit. So that's how it is the pride of all three. Satyabhama, Garu, and Sudarshan. When you say Krishna is the worst thing, Krishna doesn't like any pride.
If you're proud, then Krishna will arrange to make you humble.
Just
stick around. Just stay in ISKCON and you'll become humble. Krishna will make all the arrangements.
Thank you.
Any other question? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah. Sure.